Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio. On air and off the leash.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, 03444991000. If you're banned, you've got an hour to phone in the show and you're unbanned for the hour and that's it. You won't be coming back again. But if you want to come on tonight, you've got the hour to do it. This is the Late Night Alternative. She's Catherine Boyle. I'm Ian Lee. And before that, we were going to speak to Angela and Nigel. Nigel, I don't know what's happened, but Angela seems to have disappeared, so it's just us.
Was it something you said, Nigel? No, can't have been.
Very quick. Well done, you. Hello, Nigel.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Nigel.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Nigel.
I just went off to plug the electric bit into my speaker.
Good
okay.
Idea.
You're gonna blast us like it's Woodstock. Woodstock 2. Remember Woodstock 2?
I still got my cough, I'm afraid.
They did a Woodstock 2 in like 1989 or would it have been 1994? I think it was 1994.
Was that the one they tried to make into the second Summer of Love?
No.
Who was in that show then?
Sorry?
Who was in that show?
Don't know because we didn't mention a show.
Woodstock. No, that was Woodstock. Was an event.
Pop concert. Music. Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Canned Heat. No one remembers Canned Heat. I think Shanana played as well. But everyone remembers The Who and Jimi Hendrix and CSNY. Yeah.
Hendrix. Did Hendrix do a wee wee on his guitar?
I think
and set
he probably
on fire?
Did.
I met Keith Moon once in Maidstone when he did a concert in a theatre in Maidstone.
You met Keith Moon?
Yeah, he was just coming out of the pub and I got his autograph before he went back in to do the show.
Well, hang on, what year was this?
About 69. About 1969.
Wow. Okay.
Why is this the first time you've told us this? And we've heard a lot of your stories.
Yeah, and also I saw the Beatles, the whole of the English groups, the Who, the Beatles, and the Tremolos, all in the same event in Maidstone. The Granada, it was called. It's not a theatre now. It's a bingo hall.
They are. Yeah.
But it used to be the Granada Cinema.
By the way, dear listener, John from Highbury and Alistair are both lined up, ready to go. Just waiting for the others. We're playing
Do I sound
bingo.
Any better, my voice?
You sound significantly better, yeah. Yes, you do.
But
yes.
I've still got a bit of an irritation on the lungs. I've been practising my singing earlier as well, just to get back into it.
Got some great news, Nigel. What fringe festival are we playing at, Catherine?
The
Shaftesbury Fringe Festival. We will be playing there on early July. I can't remember the date.
It's a TV show.
No.
Oh.
It's a Saturday lunchtime show at the Shaftesbury Arts Centre. Tickets are not on sale yet. They'll be on sale tomorrow if I can work out how to put them on.
Is that in London?
No,
it's in Shaftesbury. We don't know how big we are in Shaftesbury.
Yeah. Oh.
Shaftesbury Avenue is in London.
And then, Saturday, July the 26th, or is it the 27th? I don't know. Saturday, July the 20-somethingth.
Yeah.
Belfast, we're coming to you guys.
Yeah, Belfast,
so
baby.
What will you be doing in Shaftesbury then?
We will be doing the same old crap that we tout around. We'll be taking phone calls and playing silly games.
Will you be playing any videos, my comedy ones you've got on?
Won't be playing any of your comedy videos, no.
No.
We don't want to scare the audience away.
Like so that's the ones you did on YouTube thing.
Yeah, so that's happening. And then it's on Saturday, July the 20-something, Catherine,
yeah.
You're just looking at it.
27th.
It's not a tricky question. All you have to do is look at what the 20-somethingth Saturday was. That's it.
There might be a couple of 20-somethingths.
No, but I said it was 26th or 27th. All you have to do is narrow it down to one of those, you muppet.
Oh, why couldn't you have done that?
Because I booked these bloody things!
So you should know it better.
Saturday the 27th, Belfast, we're coming to you. Tickets are not on sale yet, but they will be on sale soon.
Mm-hmm. Shaftesbury's halfway up the country, is it? Near?
No, it's in the southwest.
Is it far from London?
2 hours from London.
On the train?
Yeah.
Anyway, it cost me a lot of money to get there.
Yeah,
though,
no, don't come.
It cost me too much money.
So yeah, it cost you too much love. We'll kill you.
Just as sure as not at all.
What have you got for us tonight, Nigel? Because we've got a lot of people who are normally banned calling in.
It's a Titanic song, but it's not over the top of that girl. This is a different backing.
Yeah, don't do it over the top of that girl.
No.
So it's like that Porn for the Blind.
This is a shorter version, but I think it's rather good.
Beautiful.
So if I can do that, sing this to that young lady.
Please do. She's gone. Angela's gone.
I was going to talk to her, wasn't I?
Yeah, she's gone. I think she got scared.
She's gone because she heard I was going to sing.
Oh, yeah, she has.
No, not really.
Yes.
Oh, I think it is because of that.
Yeah. I'll fire away then. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Nigel with one of his songs.
I hope you enjoy it.
Oh.
Sounds a lot like Carrick Fergus.
He likes a penny whistle, doesn't he? Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Celine Dion.
Every night in my dreams.
Oh, bloody hell.
I see you.
Can we turn him down a little bit, Sam?
My headphones, or is that the actual?
That is awful quality. No, 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 no.
Is he put extra echo on it?
No, that's too bad to broadcast. We'll come back to him in a minute and tell him we played the whole thing. That's awful. I mean, not the singing is great, but the quality is very poor. Good evening, Clive, in the Netherlands.
Oh, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Clive. What have you got I can't do a Netherlands accent. And what have you got for us?
Oh,
those crazy Dutch guys.
Crazy guys. What have you got?
Dutch.
What?
And I ain't gay, just to be clear.
Well, we didn't say you were Dutch. We didn't say you were gay. Why did you say gay?
Following up from my last call, there's a lot of undertones and a lot of implications.
I'm going to imply that you've gone. Let's just see how he's getting on there. Still banging on. Let's go to someone riding high in the band bingo list. It's the guy who, when I was feeling very depressed, told me I should kill myself. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show one of the biggest a-holes that's ever called in. It's John from Highbury. John, over to you.
Hello. It was worth waiting. Ian, you're a legend. It was worth the wait to speak to you. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
Okay, what would you like to say, John? Normally banned because you're one of the most horrible callers I've ever had the misfortune to speak to. But tonight we're putting our differences to one side. Shut up, let me finish, and then you can speak, you rude man. We're putting our differences to one side, and we're allowing the banned callers, the nasty callers, the mean callers, the callers that make fun of mental health and suicide, to come on the show. So, John, over to you, buddy.
Yeah, my mother told me to explain myself. She always teach me, please explain yourself, so people can understand. So if I have a chance, I will explain myself. I called you in, and you made it like you didn't hear me. And I wanted to prove a point that you are listening to me. So I said something, a comment, stupid. I was stupid. But I did it in a response of being offended, which is normal human reaction. Tell me if you are not like that.
No.
We are all in that.
Oh, have you not finished? Sorry, you carry on. I'll wait till you finished because I'm being polite.
So when I tested and I said that and I knew you are listening, all of a sudden you heard what I said. So that was all. It was just a plain, simple punch-to-punch, average joke guy on the street, fair and square. I was not rude. I was not...
Can I speak yet? Or you still go? You carry on. Go on.
No. I want to listen to you. I want to listen to you.
Okay.
I want to be fair.
Okay. Well, it was rude. No, I'm not like that. You asked if I would do something like that. No, not something like that. I would be much more clever in what I did. I would either take the hint and not call him, or I would be significantly cleverer than you were and deliver a line that was witty, was incisive, and didn't take the mick out of the person's suicidal tendencies and the biggest killer of young men in this country. That's how I would have handled it. And it sounds like an apology, but it's missing one word.
The word, important word, is to tell you, but I never told you, that I do work with broken kids.
No. It sounds like an apology, but it's missing one word for it to be an actual apology.
And the apology would be when there's going to be an admission on your part that you're ignoring me.
Yeah, I was ignoring you. I was ignoring you. Yeah, fine.
Now, the listeners don't know about that.
They do, because the listeners...
They don't know that you're playing a game with me. And you're allowed to play a game. It's your show.
Yeah, I know. John?
The listeners don't know one part.
They do. John, they do because they heard it. They heard it.
I'm speaking to the walls.
Okay. John, they hear that. Okay. John, they heard it. But those that listened to it heard it. Those that didn't listen to it don't care.
If you are prepared to say that you have offended me, I'm prepared to say I've offended you back.
No, you've already said... No, aha! You've already said you've offended me, so it's 1-0 to me. No, I'm not going to say I offended you. I'm going to say, yes, I was pretending I couldn't hear you. Now, it sounded like you were making an apology there, John, and I will accept your apology once you say that one word. There's just one word you've got to say to make it an official apology.
And you know, it's meaningless. I can say apologise a million times.
Like, no, it's not apologise. That's not the word. There's one word you've got to say that makes it an official apology.
I tell you, I feel for you, and I would never suggest something like that if I knew. I would think you're in that situation. I don't talk to people like that.
We're getting there. But
So far, John, it's Catherine's turn now. Hi, John. So far, what we're getting is a justification. Now, for an apology, there needs to be one very important word.
It needs to be only if somebody is trying to gain an advantage. I'm not trying to gain
anything. That what it's about? Is it about being right or is it about winning?
It's not winning.
Okay. Do you know what? Do you know what? I'll do it, John.
I'm a loser in your eyes.
John, I pity the broken kids that you work with because I think you're a horrible man. But I'm the bigger man out of the two of us, John. I'm really sorry that I pretended that I couldn't hear you.
I don't think it's genuine.
It is.
I don't feel.
Well, that just shows.
I don't feel that you have treated me that way all these months,
John,
by pretending, never admitting it to
John,
it.
John, I'm
now
a big.
You are admitting to it.
Yeah, John.
But you don't have to. You own
hang on,
the show.
Hang on.
You are the boss.
John, I'm sorry for pretending I couldn't hear you on the radio.
Yes. And I'm sorry that I don't know a lot about music. So I've not much had to offer to the show.
Okay. So you see what happened there. I apologise for my part, and you couldn't apologise for your part.
Because you're a mean, selfish guy, and I pity the broken kids you work with, whatever broken means. Stupid. I was a responder. I did not attack you.
John, you told a person who you defended myself very well.
You weren't being attacked. He was playing, and everyone saw it as a game.
John,
on many occasions.
John.
On many occasions,
John,
by you.
John, yes. Calm down.
Very rude, John.
Calm down, dude. Why are you so angry? Here's the thing: you told a guy who you knew had suicidal tendencies to kill himself. Hey, listen, if you think that's acceptable, then I don't think you should be working with kids. Simple as that. But my apology still stands because I'm the bigger man of the two. 2-0 to me.
You win.
Okay. You speak to the parents of these kids, and they'll tell you who is rude, me or you.
No, I think you're a scumbag. But I don't think you should be working with kids.
No, it's so easy for you to throw around these terms because you're not liable. You can do whatever you like.
I'm not liable?
You know, I mean, nobody is holding the opposite against you. All you have to do, when you go to bed, you can think about it if you're right or wrong.
John.
I'm at your disposal. You can say whatever term you like on me.
I think you're a scumbag.
And nobody to answer to.
I think you're a scumbag because you told a man who you knew had been suicidal to kill himself. Hey, listen, John, if you think that's acceptable behaviour, if you think that's just banter, well, that's fine, brother. I've not got, it's not my soul that's dark, that's yours. If you think that's acceptable, that's groovy.
Why do we have to
talk
about things we disagree on? Why do you hate me so much? What is that favourite term of yours? You hate me, you hate me, you hate me. I don't hate you.
I didn't say, I don't hate you. I don't hate you.
Why do you speak as...
Why do you hate me?
He's coming up next.
Why do you say so much devilish terms on me? I'm just a average...
You're a scumbag.
I'm sure you'll shake my hands. I'm sure we get on pretty well.
You're a scumbag.
I don't need your attention.
But then why do you phone every single night, despite being banned for the last 2 months?
Lie. I phone once in 2 weeks. I don't
bullshit.
Every single
That's
night.
Bullshit. That's a lie. I see
why. Phone bill.
I see.
It's a lie. Of course, it's a lie.
Why did you spend the first hour?
No problem lying
John,
on the radio.
John,
think you're right.
John, calm down. You're very angry. I hope you're not this angry with the kids. Why did you spend the first hour of the? Why did you spend the first hour of the show phoning up?
Because I wanted to have this Robbie make peace between us, and you couldn't. You're a coward. You botched it.
But I've let you come on.
No, you said when he's gonna go, I'm gonna let on the bank callers. Like you don't charity work.
But you started calling before. You started calling before I said that I was going to lift the ban on callers.
Yeah, well, I thought this guy's, he doesn't know me. Maybe you listen to the story. Maybe you say, hang on.
John, you're ranting like a lunatic. You were calling in before I said I was going to lift the ban on callers. You call in most nights,
I tried.
Okay,
I
listen, I've said sorry for my part, and you think it's acceptable to tell someone who's suicidal
never,
to kill.
Never, ever.
You did it, though,
Very
mate.
Bad.
You did it.
Very bad to say that.
You did it. You did it. You actually told someone
and
who you
I
knew
said
was
it, and
John.
I said it out of, and I
John,
said it out of hurtness.
John, well, I would
I
never. John, let me finish because we're having a conversation, trying to. Yeah. But you're a very rude man. I would never say anything so mean to someone who's suicidal. You should go and kill yourself. That's an outrageous thing to say. And my personal opinion is, you can't say sorry because you're too proud. And I don't think that someone who can't apologise and who makes fun of suicidal. Let me finish.
You should have done it. I never said that.
John,
go back to the tape.
John,
I said you should have done it.
John, yeah, okay, all right, John. Now we're arguing about semantics. But here's the thing. Let me finish, and then you can come back, mate, because I'm a great guy, and you're a scumbag, right?
I love you, man.
Yeah, okay, I don't want your love, because your love is tainted.
No, I'm not. I'm
I don't
not.
Think
I like
someone...
You as a man. I like you as a man. I think you're a smart guy. That's why I listen to you.
Wow!
Dirty pervert.
Okay, here's the thing. I just think that someone who can't say sorry, when someone else says sorry, the other person is too full of pride to say sorry and thinks it's okay to tell someone who they know is suicidal that they should have killed themselves to do it, whatever it was you said. I just think that someone like that, I wouldn't want you working with my kids because I think that that's a scumbag thing to say. That's all I'm saying, mate. Just calm down.
When I hang up, when you go off the call, would you make a negative comment towards me? Oh, that stupid guy, that asshole.
I know I'm doing it to your face on the call. I'm doing it during the call. You're a scumbag.
No, and how bad is that? For a person asking an apology like you're God or something.
Well, I apologise to you.
Well, this is not a game, me and you. It's not a point-scoring match.
But yet,
I said stupid to tell somebody to kill themselves.
But you did it.
I said it to you.
But John, you did it, mate. You did it. We know. Everyone knows you did it. It went out in the podcast. Everyone knows. I mean, maybe the wording was slightly different, but we know. Come on, man. Here's the thing.
And that's it.
No, there's no new page. You're not coming.
If you don't want, you don't have to.
No. John, you won't be coming on. You won't be coming on the show again after tonight.
That's absolutely fine. We're cleaning it up, man.
Stop phoning. Then stop phoning every single night.
I don't need to phone. I haven't phoned the radio station for 30 years. I'll just listen to you.
But you phone every single.
I'm glad we cleared
it up.
We
haven't cleared it up. We've cleared up that I've apologised for pretending. John,
we're getting there.
What a rude man!
Maybe I'll show up one of your events and we'll shake hands. We'll be everything.
No, you won't touch me because I don't want a scumbag touching me. But here's the thing.
I won't tell you who I am. I look pretty smart.
And that's not weird, is it? That's not weird. Well, you're going to turn up. You're going to stalk me now. That's not a weird thing.
No, I'm not going to call
John,
you again because I've cleared it up with you.
I bet you call again. John, here's the thing. John, all I'm saying is...
I'm not going to call you again because I only wanted to get my chest to correct myself.
I don't want your chest.
You need a chance. I thank you. I don't need you to lie to me.
He's
going to
hang up.
No problem.
He's going to hang up.
I'm not going to hang up.
Okay. Here's the thing, John. All I'm saying is, right, I apologised for pretending I couldn't hear you because that's obviously very important to you for me to acknowledge that I was pretending I couldn't hear you, okay? Right. I apologise for that. But the fact that you can't apologise for telling a suicidal person that they should have done it and should kill themselves says to me that you are a scumbag and that I would not allow you to work with my kids. That's all I'm saying, mate. And you get very upset about that.
No, what I'm saying, if you're a person that understands somebody's hurt and pain, you would understand not to judge me.
I judge you very poorly.
John, you don't understand.
John, you're talking about understanding someone's hurt and pain, having told someone who is suicidal, arguably the most in pain you can get.
Oh, I'm loving this.
That you should have done it. Have a little word with yourself.
Have a word with yourself, John. Have a word with yourself. Have a word with yourself, dude. Just have a word with yourself. Okay.
Anyway, it was great. It's just great.
I look forward to you phoning in again and us not answering the phone because the ban has been lifted.
I promise you, I'm not a stalker, and I don't need you to approve me.
You just threatened to turn up at one of my shows anonymously.
I don't mind to be in your bad books. Actually, on YouTube, there's an 8-minute clip between me and you, and I'm labeled Root caller John.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know why.
You're right. Do you know what? That is out of order, John.
Talk radio and YouTube.
John, do you know what? John, you're right. John, you're right. You're right. And I apologise. Here we go. I can do it again because I'm
why
a big guy.
Why am I rude, not you? Tell me.
John,
tell me why.
If you listen, I didn't know it had been labelled as... Was it? What did they call you?
It's on YouTube. Root caller John with...
I apologise.
You should listen to it.
I don't listen to the show again because it's rubbish. Anyway, John, listen, and YouTube. Hang on. John, I didn't know that was up there as Rude Caller John. I apologise.
800 people.
Okay, I apologise. Hang on, I apologise.
Yeah.
And I will change that. I will get that changed.
I will check it tomorrow.
Yeah, I will change it.
Yes or no?
I will change it to scumbag caller John. I will change it to scumbag caller John, who shouldn't be allowed to work with kids because of his dark soul.
Well, whatever you're going to say, and I'm going to be tested a different way, not in a stupid radio show. That's got about 5 listeners, me and Nigel and
okay.
Susan.
But yet you keep listening all the time. This is the weird thing.
I'm telling you, I like the show.
Okay,
you're
John.
Just providing me entertainment.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay,
that's
John.
All.
That's all it is. It's filler. All it is filler until we die.
Much. Listen, we're friends in heart.
No, we're not friends. I can't. I can't stand you.
Listen, good luck with your hate. You hate a lot of people.
I don't hate you, but I don't like you.
I don't hate anyone. Anyone, even people who hate me. There's no. My mother teach me not to hate anybody, and I don't hate anybody. There's no such a thing as hating a person. If you hate, you hate somebody's behavior. You don't hate the person. You hate me personally. I have no clue why. But that's your predicament. You can hate whoever you like.
Thanks for your call, John. Look forward to you calling in tomorrow night and not getting on the air. Nigel's still... Nigel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
We couldn't hear it, Nigel. The quality was awful.
Oh,
it was too loud.
It
was too loud. It was distorting and we couldn't hear it.
Yeah.
Do you want to try it again?
Well, I can do. If you want.
But quieter.
Just turn it down a smidge.
Yeah, but I've got to turn it back on again. I agree what you said. No one should be told to kill themselves.
No, they shouldn't. It's shameful. And the fact that someone can't appreciate that that's a bad thing to say just shows me.
Often it can make people do it.
No,
well.
Exactly. No, it just seems obvious to me.
If it was me and someone said that, you just don't know what's in your mind, do you?
I enjoyed that call a lot, though. All right, Nigel, listen, let's do the song tomorrow, mate.
Oh, I've just got it ready.
No, it's OK. We'll do it tomorrow.
Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah.
Thanks very much indeed. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio. Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation. Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
That's just... Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies, and train wrecks like me. Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. We've got another band caller coming up soon. If you're banned, you've got 35 minutes to come on the air. And then that's it. That's it. The door is closed. Good evening, Michelle. Michelle is not a band caller.
Yay! First time caller. I've not called you before.
Well, you could get banned, Michelle, if you carry on with that attitude. How are you doing? You're right.
So rude. I'm fine. I just wanted to ring up and say that I've been sort of catching the end of the show over the last couple of nights, and your show is just so different to everything else on the radio. And it's like you're sat next to somebody at a restaurant, you're listening to people chat.
Oh, you're one of those. You're a little Snoopy Snoop.
Oh, no, they're the best conversations.
She's the Snoop Snoop. One of those ones when you sat with a partner and they start saying something, you go, shh, 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 I'm listening to them.
Yeah.
Ian, tell her about the seat that I always choose in the restaurant.
What seat?
I always sit so I can face everyone, so I can check out exactly what's going on.
You get the good seat.
Oh, yes.
Are you two going out together?
No, but we do sometimes eat together.
No.
I'm sorry, I was a bit personal.
That was a little bit personal.
No,
I'm happy to fill the situation. I'm divorced and Catherine is married.
I'm sorry about that.
That's
There's
all right.
Nothing going on.
No. But people assume that when the man and woman work together, it's like Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield. They must be at it.
Yeah, of course they are. Like knives.
Do you reckon? Is that the
compliment? No, I don't reckon. Before we get sued,
tell you what, though, Ant and Dec, definitely.
Defo.
I did like Nigel's song, though. I'm sure I've heard Nigel before.
Nigel, you will have heard. Nigel's been phoning radio shows for the last 25 years, but it was just distorting a little bit too much for us tonight. Normally it's a little bit softer on the ear, but I was struggling to make it out. That's why we kind of had to let that go. But he'll be back tomorrow. He'll be he'll phone in with another one tomorrow.
No, it'll be the same one.
How many songs has he got?
Three.
Oh, sorry. There's
that one, Carrick Fergus, and is there a Frank Sinatra one?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Carrick Fergus is quite something.
Yeah, I've not heard that. I'll have to be tuned in towards
you.
Mate,
you will.
Please.
Do you reckon he's single?
Well, what makes you say that?
I don't know.
No, he's going out with a lady that lives in a tent.
No, it depends what day it is, because he met a woman at the surgery as well, didn't he? Bless him. Nigel's a very romantic man. He finds love on every corner. Not like that. That's wrong.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Michelle, you seem to be... I'm guessing you're single and you're looking for love. We can fix you up with one of the callers, definitely, but I just think you deserve better.
No, I don't. Well, if there's somebody nice out there, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, no, there's nobody nice out there.
No.
We don't have that.
Nobody
bad. Hang on a second. Gary!
Hello.
Are you nice?
Define nice.
Define nice.
Oh, he sounds nervous.
He sounds murderous.
No, nervous.
Nervous. Would you not? You don't want a nervous lover.
Not really. His hands would be all over the place. Oh, not in that way. You can't nerve hands. I mean, that's just not right.
Gosh, that's a lot of information to draw from. How many words has Gary said? About three.
Yeah.
Gary, are you nervous, Gary?
Incredibly, this is a big experience, you know.
Literally, I think it's Gary's first call as well, and we've put him on with a sex maniac.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Michelle, keep listening.
If you hear anything you fancy,
call back in. Call back in, all right?
All right. Thanks a lot,
thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye. Tutty-bye. Good evening, Gary.
Good evening. Yeah, I heard that that guy John previously say you have 5 listeners. I just wanted to register myself as number 6.
Yay! Hey! Here we go.
In your face.
We'll do that. If number 7 and 8 want to call in as well, then you'd be very, very welcome. We've not spoken before, have we, Gary?
We have a long time ago in on a different station in a different world.
Oh, go on. What's that? Which station? Absolute or LBC?
Well, no, I met you one time when you decided to wrestle a listener on Absolute, I think.
Yes, I wrestled a listener and I destroyed it. I destroyed that guy. It was over very quickly. You came and watched that, did you?
Yes.
Mate. Well, thank you very much. That was God. That was
you bought me a pint afterwards, so you know I'm forever in your debt.
Oh, there we go. Look at that. There were pints involved. I wasn't drinking, but there were pints involved. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I remember I had a cigar.
You must have been feeling victorious.
I was feeling very victorious, and so I bought some people some drinks. Did we go to a pub afterwards? Then
we did, and then you pissed off on the tube because you had to do some voice recording somewhere.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, I remember that. I remember going to a booze. It was like it was sort of Soho Way somewhere, wasn't it? Somewhere like that.
Something like that.
Oh well. Thank you, Gary. It's appreciated. I hope you enjoyed that pint. If you're up for a second one, tough. You'll have to. It's your round.
Oh no, bollocks to that.
Okay. All right. Well, potty mouth. All right. Well, anything else apart from being caller number 6?
No. It's just Ross Tatsell made me ring up. And now he probably owes me a pint as well. So I'm just collecting many a pint.
Gary is a booze hound. He's a minesweeper. He is going around getting as many free beers as he can. Ross, thank you very much. Let's try this one. Hello, line 2. Yep, you're too slow.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.